USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. defense strategy must be dynamic and fluid in a fast-changing world.
Ensuring that the security of American people, our interests, and the interests of our allies means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening around the world.
Opening a meeting with top U.S. defense officials, Biden citing Russia's war against Ukraine. He called it brutal and unjustified. The White House is still recommending masks on planes, trains, and buses. Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledging mask mandates for public transportation have been lifted. Psaki calling the wearing of masks on public transportation a public health issue as a COVID pandemic is not over. Currently, it's up to each individual if they choose to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he hopes the EU holds Russia accountable for the war crimes they have committed against Ukrainians.
I'm convinced that with our joint efforts, we will be able to inflict liability on all those guilty, and I do assure you that we'll find everybody.
A mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 249 points to close at 35,160. The S&P fell by 2 points. The NASDAQ lost 166. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United Nations is continuing to debate veto power. From the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, Lance Pry explains.
The United Nations is debating a provision that would require the 5 permanent members of the body's Security Council, the United States, United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia, to justify invoking their veto powers. The reform to the Security Council regained new traction following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has used its veto power to limit actions by the United Nations Security Council since invading in late February.
One of the original streaming services is reporting a loss in subscribers.
Netflix reported a loss of 200,000 subscribers during the first quarter, and it foreshadows trouble ahead. The company's shares cratered more than 25% in extended hours after the report on more than a full day's worth of trading volume. Fellow streaming stocks Roku, Spotify, and Disney also tumbled in the after-hours market. After Netflix's brutal update, the streaming service is forecasting a global paid subscriber loss of 2 million for the second quarter. The last time Netflix lost subscribers was more than a decade ago. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Gas prices are ticking up another penny to $4.11 a gallon, according to AAA. This is the third day in a row the national average price for regular is up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.